Earlier this year, Utah lawmakers overwhelmingly voted to allow legally concealed firearms onto school grounds. It's been a contentious issue in the state for 8 years, and when Governor Mike Leavitt signed the bill into law in March, opponents said they were not giving up. They pointed to polls that consistently show the majority of Utah residents are against allowing concealed weapons in schools. Opponents say they will bypass the legislature and take the issue directly to the voters. But first, they'll have to challenge Utah's tough rules for getting an initiative onto the ballot. Robin Sussingham of member station KCPU reports.
Utah Senate Majority Leader Michael Wadup says he doesn't understand why the new gun law is making waves.
I have more concerns about how clean and safe is the school lunch program. I have more concerns about how well-trained is a teacher than I do about a concealed permit holder. I think you'll see very few of them on campus.
But state educators are concerned. They lobbied hard against the law.
You guys, we've got to go start math, so let's put your bookmark in.
Okay.
Teacher Mike Cricklin is finishing up reading group with his third grade class at Wasatch Elementary School in Salt Lake City. When it comes to the subject of allowing concealed weapons in his school, Cricklin agrees with school officials statewide. He believes they don't belong there.
For the most part, schools are pretty safe as they are now, and I just think if something like that is at a school, there's more chance for it to be used.
I don't typically use these rounds for training. They're more of a self-defense round.
At Totally Awesome Guns and Range, instructor Clark Apotion changes rounds on his 40 caliber Glock handgun. Apotion says concealed weapon permit holders need to carry their guns to school not because of rare Columbine type events, but because of what may happen in the school parking lot or after school, say at a gas station.
We don't know if or when we will be attacked. If or when one of our loved ones will be attacked. We carry everywhere we go.
About 53,000 people in Utah hold concealed weapon permits. To get the permit, they have to take training from a certified instructor like Apotion. He charges $75 for the six-hour course. Apotion passionately believes that until schools have metal detectors, banning concealed weapons creates zones where only criminals can bring guns, making school children easy targets.
Like shooting fish in a barrel, so to speak. I think that the population in Utah is smart enough to see beyond the rhetoric that the anti-gun folks are putting out. We will have to educate the voting public.
Dave Jones also wants to educate the voting public, but Jones, with his group Safe Havens for Learning, is trying to overturn the gun law by taking the matter directly to the people of Utah with a citizens initiative. Jones says it's the only way to get around a legislature that he says is beholden to gun rights groups.
They have so taken control of the machinery, the grassroots machinery of the Republican Party, that many people in the legislature who would probably vote for this don't do so because they're afraid of the retribution.
But bypassing the legislature just got harder. This year, Utah lawmakers tightened the state's initiative law. For one thing, they want to make sure the demands of residents in dense urban areas don't shut out the interests of rural voters. So the new law calls for signatures from all across the state, 26 out of 29 Senate districts. Again, Dave Jones.
That's a huge burden. That's an overwhelming burden. It essentially means that nobody will ever have an initiative petition unless they have unlimited money to gather signatures of that nature.
So Jones's group is challenging the initiative law itself as the first step in its fight to keep concealed weapons out of schools. But in court, their problem may not be the law so much as the political climate, says Professor John Flynn, an endowed chair at the University of Utah's School of Law.
This legislature has shown itself to be somewhat vindictive when it comes to a court crossing it.
Flynn points to the experience of the University of Utah President Bernie Machen. When Machen refused to allow legally concealed weapons on that campus, the legislature threatened to cut his salary. With that in mind, Flynn says a judge may be reluctant to oppose the state's lawmakers who hold the judiciary purse strings.
If I were a judge, I'd always be concerned about what might happen if we had a decision the legislature didn't like.
If the gun control activists do win their case, however, and then can collect the signatures they need, Utahns will be able to vote on whether to overturn the gun law in November of 2004. Meanwhile, concealed weapons instructor Clark Apotion is letting public school teachers take his firearms course free of charge. He says he has a couple in every class. For NPR News, this is Robin Sussingham in Salt Lake City.